Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Food by Fabio Parasecoli. Narrated by Levi Squire. Preface. Everybody eats. Inevitably, we think we are experts. And, in a way, we are. How does one start to write a book about food? We all experience food in different ways, and we tend to have strong feelings and ideas about it. Moreover, many consumers around the world share a growing feeling that something is wrong with what and how we eat. What can be done to improve such a ubiquitous aspect of everyday life? The book you're listening to is inevitably idiosyncratic, marked by my personal history, my interests, and my experiences as a journalist in foreign politics, as a food critic, and lately as a food studies scholar. My challenge has been to take an immense amount of information, often very complicated and requiring knowledge in fields ranging from economics to politics, from agriculture to technology, and make it accessible and even enjoyable. Born and raised in Italy, educated in Italy, China, and Germany, a world traveler for work and fun, and now a professor in New York City, one of the most interesting and inclusive but also parochial cities on Earth, I tried to keep the perspective of this book as global as possible. I offer cases and examples from all around the world and embrace the point of view of a we located in the global north, but remain open and sensitive to other ways of life and to different realities. By global north, a term that I'll be using throughout the book, I refer to the most economically developed countries and regions located in the northern hemisphere, such as Canada, the United States, Western Europe, and Japan, as well as Australia and New Zealand in the southern hemisphere. By exclusion, the global south denotes instead a very diverse array of countries ranging from political superpowers such as China and India to other nations in Central and South America, Africa, the Middle East, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. These are broad generalizations, which are unfortunately inevitable in a small book that deals with huge issues, but they nevertheless reflect the fundamental dynamics and divides that dominate the global economy, especially from the point of view of food production, distribution, and consumption. I focus on topics that allow readers to understand their involvement in the complex and worldwide networks of food systems, from the familiar and the nearby to the foreign and the far away. As climate change and political tensions have become global issues affecting what and how we eat, we cannot pretend that what happens in remote locations and communities does not affect us one way or another. I chose not to delve deeply into aspects of food such as its relevance in terms of culture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?